escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not going to lie, I wasn't a huge Hulk Hogan fan growing up, but this song always got me pumped up. Like, sure. He had a good intro song. Had a
great, I didn't even know this was
his intro song. He's a great showman.
Yeah. No idea.
Hulk Hogan.
I like Hulk. And I have to say, you know, Cakes likes to spout the old idea that, and Cakes not the only one, but he's the one who threw it out there on the show. You know, that death comes in threes, any celebrity death.
Definitely does. This week it did.
I mean, I just don't believe that in any level. But the third death was Hulk, and it hit me more than the other two, actually. For you, I'm sure it was Ozzy.
Ozzy was the one that hit me the hardest.
But Malcolm Jamal really kind of hit me.
That kind of shook me, too.
All three of them did shake me on a level because I liked them all. And believe me, I'm the least wrestling mark of all of us. Maybe JP's less than me. I just, not a wrestling guy. But of course, I grew up watching Hulk Hogan, who didn't. And I always found, like, he had a million flaws, too. A lot of scandal. But I still found him, you know, publicly anyway, endearing. And it hit me. Fuck. It hit me.
I mean, there's no disputing his. I mean, he's the most popular wrestler of all time.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's any disputing that. Like, who else would even come close?
The Rock.
I don't know.
To me, he's 10 times.
I think that he's biggest.
He's
but
10X the Rock. The Rock.
I mean, maybe The Rock comes close. But
you ask my mother, who's Hulk Hogan, she knows. She didn't know The Rock. Like, now, like, my mom's 88.
Hulk Hogan is a guy where you walk down the street in, like, the Philippines, and you show a picture of him to somebody, and they'll be like, that's Hulk Hogan.
I mean, The Rock is famous. Don't get me wrong. Hulk was on steroids. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what killed him.
Yeah. I mean, it might have.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That one.
But, he lasted the longest, I would say, because I think at the height of their powers, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, a couple others were as big in the moment. Now, their moments probably didn't last as long.
Yeah.
And I would say
the moment virtually lasted till his death.
I think it was like 30 plus years. His run was
maybe 50,
absurd.
Yeah. Whatever Rocky started. I
83.
Think yeah.
That was Rocky 3.
Yeah.
He played Thunderlips.
And we knew him before that.
Yeah, I went to one WWE event at the old Capitol Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Hulk Hogan against Randy Macho Man Savage.
A great
in
lineup.
A steel cage.
Oh, I think I went to that.
Sounds amazing. We probably went together.
I went to a steel cage.
Hulk was so long ago. Like, his origins were, like, it was still the WWF at that point. Like,
of course.
WWE was way off in the distance.
When he
that
was
point.
On Rocky, Rocky 2 or whatever.
Which Rocky 3. Was?
Rocky 3.
Yeah.
Didn't they announce him as like a 7-footer? What was it? I was thinking of him yesterday when I was watching
him. 6'7".
Was he actually 6'7"? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think on Rocky, of course, it's movies.
Yeah, they embellished a little bit.
I think they called him like a 7-footer, but then I saw him like waving a flag or something at some event, and I was like, wow, that dude really was tall, wasn't
he?
He's
a big dude. Big,
he really was tall.
Yeah. And the 24-inch pythons.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the arms, but until I saw him, I don't know, like his extremities, it was the angle where I could see how long his legs really were.
Yeah.
And he had, you know, in his last year or two, obviously probably last 15 years, he'd had a lot of injuries. And so I think he had like 30 surgeries. So he was really laboring to walk. I was like, wow, that dude, I wish I'd seen him in person. I would like to have experienced.
I don't know that I ever saw. I might have seen him once.
I saw him at that event, but from 20,000 seats away.
Might have seen him once.
But I never was in the same room with him. And I would have liked to have seen how massive he was.
Wasn't he also the guy that turned down the George Foreman grill idea that would have made him probably an extra $500 million on top of whatever he made? I'm sure he regretted that.
But I'm sure he had a lot of financial issues, too, even though I was just in Tampa couple months ago, and there still are iconic Hulk things, stores, and like hotels.
His restaurant was like, there were videos of his restaurant just packed last night in the wake of him passing.
Yeah, his restaurant, the Hogan Beach Shop.
Hogan's Hangout, I believe.
I was just there. I mean, literally walked right by all that stuff.
And just like Ozzy, low-key, talented reality show
I never really consumed his reality show.
Hogan Knows Best.
I didn't even watch that much of the Osbournes.
With Nick and Brooke.
Yeah.
Nick was a clown.
Of course.
Brooke was the favorite. And then all of a sudden, now Brooke hasn't talked to him in 8 years. I guess she did have a strained relationship.
Yeah, she did say that she loved him on his deathbed.
Yeah,
so, can you imagine how she would feel if she kept that in didn't get that resolved.
But apparently she also I saw Linda, you know, obviously that family's had a lot of turmoil. But I saw the ex-wife, like, because it was his first wife.
Okay.
She said, like, you know, Brooke, she's upset at me. I don't even know why. She's upset at her dad, and now she won't talk. She hadn't talked to me in 8 years. Yeah. Like, she's throwing me in the mix.
By the way, credit Bubba the Love Sponge, who's all over
it. Was he all over it?
It sounds like it, because didn't you bring that up like a day or two before?
Well,
Hulk
he had
passed?
Said that he was on his deathbed. He was out of it, obviously.
Yeah.
But he had been saying for weeks that he was in the hospital. They were saying it was for like neck surgery. Okay. He's like, no. He's got a bad heart. Not working. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was dialed in on it.
He was all over it. Yeah.
I mean, you can make an argument that Hogan has like two of the biggest moments in wrestling history. I mean, I know if you're not into WWE, but I mean,
what are the biggest moments?
Well, him versus Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3.
He lifted Andre
at the Silverdome.
Yeah, the Andre slam.
I mean, how the hell did he do that?
I have no idea.
That's a lot of steroids.
He's kind of strong, EB.
I mean,
I know, but you know how big Andre was. That's like lifting a car.
That took wrestling from probably like a regional thing, or maybe it was growing by that point, and then it just exploded into Hulkamania.
Yeah.
And then probably one of the most shocking moments in wrestling history is when Hogan turned heel and joined the NWO.
Right.
And
see, that's where you lose me. I didn't really.
I know, but it was like
one of the biggest swerves
in wrestling history.
Like, that was when I got into it.
Prior to that, he was always a good guy.
Yeah.
When he was Terry Bollea, like before.
Before he became Hulk Hogan and started wearing his infamous gear, he might have been a bad guy, but he basically was a good guy the whole time. And then
in his prime of his career.
He moved over to WCW, and that's when he became
NWO. Hold on, was the WCW? I thought it was WWE, where everybody was like grabbing their crotch and everything.
That was the extreme era, right?
That was the era where everybody was grabbing their Johnson and giving everybody the finger.
Yeah.
WCW and WWF at that time were competing. They were different.
Yeah. But wasn't Vince's guys also grabbing their Johnsons?
Well,
that was
the Generation X.
Yes. Yeah,
that was.
I don't think it was called the extreme era. It was called something else.
Attitude. I got two words for you. Blanket.
Those guys, they were doing this.
The chop, the crotch chop.
But WCW,
hilarious.
I watched a lot of the NWO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Hogan became a bad guy, started wearing black, and then he recruited people. There was Kevin Nash and X-Pac and
Ramon. That was a wild time in wrestling.
Razor Ramon, who always had the toothpick.
Yeah.
They were the bad guys. And he's kind of, you know, they took over, and that raised the popularity of WCW. They would like spray paint people. It was crazy.
Listen, it's not my thing anymore, but I will say, out of respect to it, I've told you guys before, like once every 4 years or something. They do some bit on like Tuesday nights or something. What do they do? Where it's like on Fox. It's on a network.
It's now on Netflix. At least some of it's.
Well, it used to be a couple years ago.
Raw is on Netflix.
Yeah,
it used to be a couple years ago.
SmackDown.
Maybe used to be different nights. Is that still on a network?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe once every 5 years, I'll see it, and I'm blown away at the production values and just
Oh, and the houses are packed. Capital One Arena is packed to the rafters.
I know they draw.
Yeah.
I'm not dumb. But just the production values of it all, it blows me away.
Good lighting.
Just how well the whole thing is done.
I went to a show 5 or 6 years ago. I can't really remember any of it. Just I felt like I should take my kids at one point.
Yeah.
Kelsey and Dylan weren't really into it.
Some culture.
It was kind of cool that they weren't that into it.
I've done it.
Yeah, I've taken them to...
My kids went through a wrestling phase.
I've taken them to Monster Truck. Yeah, I've taken them to a few things just to at least do things once.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, there was somebody from the station that was so into it that almost I ran into somebody that like had their belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people get so into it.
A lot of wrestling marks out there.
No doubt.
No shortage.
Oh, was it Thom Daly?
I think it was Thom.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that dude?
He moved to Cincinnati. I haven't heard from him since.
He's a really nice guy. I really liked him.
Nice guy.
I liked him.
Yeah, me too.
I like Thom too.
He like Eric Wadden. Yeah. Just basically dead.
Believe I went to Thom's wedding.
I can vouch for Eric Wadden, not dead, still in our dynasty NFL league. Nice. Me and Drab.
Tell him I said what's up.
And Bodie. I will. I'll let him know you reached out.
I always like Thom. Eric Wadden, I liked a little bit. he was fine.
I saw this psychologist talking about friendship and adult friendship. Said the number one factor for adult friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Is proximity.
Yeah. Well, it's big. It's a big thing.
Can I tell you what the number one thing for me is? And I've had people say this to me because I've said it to them. And they always think of me that it's like, can you make me laugh? I like to hang out with people that can make me laugh. Like, you have to entertain me on some level. If you're just a boring person, we could be acquaintances. But we're probably not going to be tight. You need to be able to make me laugh. And I would never say that to a person.
Yeah.
But
it's a litmus test.
It's my own personal litmus test. Mm-hmm. I have to like laughing to be around you.
But I think the point of the psychologist was
you should care, but I'm just saying it's my own personal litmus test.
There were other factors, but the point is the person that makes you laugh, once they move away, that friendship dissipates.
It makes total sense. Are you going to be closer friends with a guy that lives in Montgomery County or a guy that moves away to like San Diego?
Of course. I get it.
But that
makes sense.
Yeah, that's just common sense to me. That is even,
you're going to be closer with people you see more.
It's unlikely I will be in touch with you as much, although it's easier now with the phones and the Zoom calls or whatever you call it, FaceTime and everything.
They said they did studies of people who moved into dorms and literally – the level of friendship was who was closer to the room. So if you live down the hall, even if they were in your dorm on the same floor, down the hall, less likely to be friends with them than the person right across.
Well, it sounds like DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers are going to be tight because they're like suite mates in the college dorm. And they're sharing for the Steelers training camp.
Hmm. Anyway.
Nubs looking.
Death in threes, too. You say. Somebody sent something that there was a fourth. I've forgotten who it was. I'm with you. The death in threes. Like, does it last a week? Last a month?
No, it's just cherry picking stuff. But
this week, the death comes in threes. It was a thing.
It was 3 days in a row.
It was a thing.
Three biggies in a row.
Pretty big ones.
JP's a little too gleeful about Hogan's death for me this morning.
Oh, yes. Really?
He's kind of like, he thinks it's funny. I don't know.
How am I gleeful?
I can just tell. Like, you're smiling about it. It's a sad day, man. Like,
it is.
Hogan,
definitely
and his legacy is going to be complicated because he did a lot of knucklehead stuff in the last few years. And it actually bummed me out. His last appearance, I mean, whenever that music hit for decades in wrestling, the crowd would, it was like The Rock. The crowd would go absolutely bananas. His final time appearing in WWE was back in January at the debut of Raw on Netflix.
Okay.
And he was booed out of the arena because, Hogan made the choice to align himself with Trump, and he has his stuff that he said leading
up to
it.
That's the Trump stuff. That's the Trump stuff for people doing it.
I know, but he was his final time.
Yeah.
The last time anyone saw him in a wrestling arena, he was booed out of the arena.
Mm.
If it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, we would not be here tonight.
Trying to put him over.
Oh, it was 20,000 people booing him.
Yeah.
It was so awkward.
Hey, we're going to think of him whenever Dave Richard comes on the show. That's his walk-up music.
No, Dave Richard went back to Hasselhoff.
Oh, that's right. It used to be that.
Yeah.
He's been with Hasselhoff for a few years now.
I didn't get any
of those
bits.
I'm living in the past.
Knight Rider?
I love Knight Rider, but I guess I don't listen to the old. I'm telling you, of all the years, the only song that would always hit and it hits people and will play it today is the Feinstein song at 8.
Piano Man.
Yeah.
The Feinstein bit, the
Billy
the,
Joel. Yeah. Any Billy Joel.
And I didn't even realize that Valdez had been doing it since he passed mm-hmm. every Friday. But people, it resonates with people.
Definitely does.
You know your EP music.
Yeah. Yep. Entertainment Tonight. I think that's where it's from, right? Entertainment
yes.
Tonight. Yeah.
Mm. Dead or alive, Mary Hart.
Alive.
Alive.
Okay.
I'm going to say alive.
Oh, she's definitely alive.
She's probably 75 or 80, but I'm going to go alive.
All right.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to think, there's another. People, you know, again, it depends on your level of celebrity. But I've been reading, people are dying all ages. It's wild.
I think the pseudo celeb that people were trying to crowbar into the Theo, yeah. Ozzy, Hogan, triumvirate of death was Chuck Mangione, like a jazz artist who passed. I think he was like 84.
Yeah. I mean, hello, the obituaries are littered with dead people.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every
the
day.
Reaper doesn't take
do they
days
still
off.
Print obituaries, though?
They do.
Wow.
I mean, I haven't opened a newspaper in probably 5 to 7 years, but I'm pretty sure they still do obits.
We still get a paper delivered from my mother at my house, because my mom lives with us about half the time. I share my my mom with my sister. And when she's not there, these papers just stack up.
Yeah.
Because to me, I mean, God bless everybody that works at these papers, but that, I think most of their reading these days is online for people. It's just old news it's by the time
a,
you get
it's
it.
It's just a relic. A newspaper and, wrapped up in a plastic bag at the bottom of your driveway, to me, that just signals you're at least 70 years old.
Maybe.
Like if you're getting it on a daily basis.
I mean, it's true in my case for my mother. And I'm a guy that used to consume 3 to 4 newspapers a day. I'd spend in college, broke, a couple dollars every day on like 3 or 4 papers. Every day. And I wasn't, believe me, I wasn't reading the front page. I was
you're
reading the sports
splurging on the USA Today, too. That was 50 cents.
Every day. It was USA Today, Washington Times, and Washington Post. It was all for sports.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talked about it, what was the
sporting news?
No, I got that, obviously, delivered. No, but the one that was all sports that was the daily that Feinstein worked with for a
the National?
The National.
Mm-hmm.
I was buying that when it was, you know, for the year or two that was around.
USA Today was brilliant by just putting everything in color.
Oh,
that
I love
was just
that.
A game changer.
I love the color pictures.
Purple section, life. Green yes. section, balding. Red section, sports.
Yes.
Front page, that blue.
Yes.
Rarely consume that.
Yeah. No, never did.
Went right to the red section.
Never did.
1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in throughout the show. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.